gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, hosts of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free every Saturday at 2 o'clock. On the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wackily chair. How much is that doggy?
All right, look, you can have a dog that you got out of the window. You can have a cat. You can have a bird, iguana, lizard, snakes. This man will be happy to help you with whatever it is you're concerned about. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. This is your AM and the PM cab company, and shame on you if you ever need a cab and you call anybody else except Laclede. Then you're really not AM and the PM. You're like a fake AM and the PM wannabe, a pretender. You can download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. Here's how this works, and I see the phones are already lighting up. But keep plugging away. You'll get through, probably, hopefully. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. And I have a couple questions for him since we've been talking about this monkey stuff. Here he is, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone?
Welcome back from Panama.
That's right, back in the States.
Yeah. Now, how was that? Good?
It was great, and I am AM in the PM.
Couldn't throw him off. We were talking, my little grandson went to the zoo today. He didn't know that he went to the zoo because he's barely, he'll be a 1 year old in a week. But he went, and I started thinking about animals and stuff at the zoo, and I got to thinking, and we asked the question about gorillas, not chimpanzees, but I know there are people in the St. Louis area that have tigers.
Right.
Can you own a gorilla?
You probably would have a hard time finding one available because they're obviously not as frequent as the chimps are. There have been in the past people that had gorillas, but nowadays, it's almost impossible. They're so rare in captivity.
What's bigger, a baboon or a gorilla?
What's what?
What's bigger?
Oh, yeah, a gorilla, I'd say.
But there's no law.
Probably can be, you know, 400 pounds easily.
But there's not a law that says you, if you've got the money and you can acquire one, you can have a gorilla.
Well, I'm just not sure. I have to review. Things that are protected by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are hard to get permits for. And, again, thank God gorillas are not readily available. And they wouldn't make good pets anyway. Obviously, they're so humongous and strong. And
But if a chimp, people have those as pets, why is it not possible from a little baby to raise a monster gorilla to be your buddy at your house?
Well, it has been done, but it's not, you know,
not advisable
in any way.
Because I think if you had a party, And you had some people over and you go, oh, wait a minute, Phil is bringing out the hors d'oeuvres, and they look up and a gorilla is coming out with a tray of hors d'oeuvres. Now you got a party everybody will talk about.
That's right. No, they're neat animals. They're tough. You know, they'd be tough to manage. They're just too big.
And if they decided to be in a bad mood and turn on you, you're going to lose.
All they have to do is flip their arm, like, get out of my way.
They're rip you in half.
They're very strong, right?
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
All right. Well, now we
beautiful
know
animals.
The answer. You can have a lion, too. If you can have a tiger, you can have a lion here, correct?
Yeah, and that's crazy, too. I mean, they're great when they're little kittens, but then they grow up, and then all of a sudden you've got a monster that takes a lot of food, expense, and space, and they're dangerous.
I'd rather have a lion. I think tigers are prettier than lions.
They are pretty, but they're still very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that does it. I'm not going to be getting one. A gorilla, a tiger, or a lion. Will you take some questions?
I'd love to.
All right. We have a bunch of people. We'll start with Lynn. Lynn, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Just fine. I'm hoping you can help me. I've been a longtime Golden Retriever owner.
Okay.
We, in December, adopted a, I guess he was abandoned, male, young, and I think he's about 100% Golden.
Okay.
Obviously pretty young. He had been neutered and been obedience trained, and we knew pretty young because in early 2014 he shed that puppy coat that they normally have.
Uh-huh.
Now he did pretty good, but now he is shedding like no Golden I've ever had before.
Hmm.
I mean, chunks kind of come from his haunches.
Uh-huh.
We don't see any bald spots.
Uh-huh.
He's still very energetic. We've had some cancer on prior Golden, so we've checked them all over. No lumps or bumps anywhere. Feeding pro plan.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty thin, and he's been thin since we've got him. But the vet we took him to for all of his shots when we first adopted him had no concerns. But we cannot figure out why he would be shedding this terribly.
Now, tell me, you said he's kind of thin, and he's eating well, obviously. But
he's eating very well.
The shedding is not, it's not patchy at all. It's totally kind of generalized and balanced.
Well, we see more of it from his haunches area, and it kind of comes out in like, almost like little chunks, like
right.
Not just individual fur,
right.
Little hairs, but it's like little bunches of, and I've never had a Golden shed like this before.
Is it symmetrical? It's kind of the even on both sides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he's a light, very, very light Golden. I've never had one this, he's almost white.
Uh-huh. So part of this could be his genetics, but if you want to rule out some medical issues, so the most common things, even though it's a young animal, I'd probably still run a thyroid test. And then usually when we see patchy or at least distribution of hair loss that's balanced, we sometimes think of some kind of hormonal issue. So there are a lot of different hormones that might impact that. And then, of course, diet is the other issue. So I would sit down with your veterinarian and kind of make a game plan to rule out some of the things you've already started. But
okay.
Kind of follow up. And it wouldn't hurt to do a thyroid, see where you're at there. And it wouldn't hurt to talk to him about any other kind of special testing. And, of course, there are some wonderful people in town. There's at least one board-certified dermatologist, believe it or not. And I wouldn't hesitate to visit with him and see if he has any other.
Well, you never think of taking your dog to the dermatologist.
No, there is a veterinary dermatologist. He's extremely bright and very capable. So if you
can
need
you
that
give me his name or?
Yeah, it's Dr. Paul Cacciola. And he's over in Creve-Coeur, and he's a great guy and very, very sharp.
Okay.
So I would talk to your veterinarian about doing a referral, and I think that would be a reasonable alternative for you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you, Lance.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I learned something today. There's a dog dermatologist.
We have dog dermatologists, internal medicine oncologists. We have board-certified cardiologists, radiologists, ultrasonographers. St. Louis is kind of a mecca for some really good veterinary talent here.
Well,
so we're very
now
fortunate.
We know. It's Tammy's turn. Tammy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tammy. How are you, honey?
I'm good. My question is, I have a 3-year-old female cat. We took her to the vet Saturday just for a routine examination. Nothing was wrong, but they found blood in her urine.
Okay.
And they did x-rays and found 2 bladder stones.
Okay.
So they said they've never seen, told me they had to buy the prescription food. They said they've never seen the prescription food take care of it, that only surgery would probably take care of it, but that was $1,000 to do that.
Uh-huh.
So I took her for a second opinion yesterday, and they looked at the x-rays and agreed there were bladder stones, but I was told yesterday that the food might dissolve and break it up, and that she might pass the stones, but that they might get blocked in a urinary tract, which would kill her. So I just wanted to know if what your experience was with that, if you thought we should take the chance with food, or if it's safer to do surgery.
Yes, I have a lot of experience with this, and I would tell you that the surgery is the correct path. There are some kind of stones that, depending on their acidity or basicity, that can be altered a little bit by some of these foods, but I have never seen one that was able to dissolve these stones completely. And although it's rare for a female to get obstructed, yes, if the stone got small enough and got in the urinary passage, it theoretically could be a problem. But, yeah, we do sometimes two or three of those surgeries a month. It's very common. And it's a very simple, reasonably simple procedure, and I would definitely do the surgery, and then you'll have to be on some...
How come it's $1,000 if it's so simple?
You know, I don't know. Every vet's going to charge something different, so I can't really judge somebody else's pricing, but, you know, because they have rent that's different depending on where you rent and da-da-da-da. So there's lots of... I don't judge somebody else's charges, but you can probably shop around if you want a less expensive alternative.
Yeah, the second vet I took her to was almost half the cost of that.
There you go.
Probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So you think don't wait for the food to dissolve?
I wouldn't wait for the food to do that, no, because number one, to be on that food long enough to really have an impact it can be dangerous in its own right because it changes the metabolism of the animal. So, yeah, we usually go right in and get them done, and that's the best simple procedure. Okay.
And they also suggested that I keep her on this food for the rest of her life.
Yeah, you'll have to be. That's absolutely right. Okay. Because whatever it is in the makeup of your cat, and it's very common again, but they do tend to recur every 3 to 5 years, or it may never recur if you're lucky. But don't be surprised if somewhere down the line you have another incident.
Okay. Now we have other cats, if she gets into their food, is that going to cause a problem?
Probably be better to put them all on the same food, and the normal cats can handle the other foods are very good for them too. So as a preventative, it might be a smart idea just to keep everybody on it.
Okay.
There's several that are available, so I won't mention anything specifically, but there are a number of good foods available. Try and prevent these from recurring.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you,
Terry.
All right.
Now, see, something happened there that I don't get. She went to a vet. It was $1,000. And then she said, we found another vet. It was $500. And then in the end, she says, well, we'll just go to another vet. Why did you just go to you?
No, I think she said she's going to go with the one that was...
Why not go to Dr. Doug?
She can come to me.
He's the one that gave her all the good advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, whatever she wants to do is fine.
I know. It's really up to her. Boy, I tell you, the ladies love you, Doc. Look at this. Here's Mary. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mary. How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What's
I don't have a health issue. I have a behavioral issue.
Okay.
We inherited our son's dog when he was deployed to Afghanistan a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Bear, and since then I have renamed him to Bandit for the following reasons. Bandit loves to steal shoes and bury them. And it wouldn't be so bad if he would take the pair, but it's always one. And we have spent many an hour looking for shoes in our large yard. And just today, as we were getting ready to travel, I could not find my wallet.
Uh-oh.
And luckily, I knew of some of his favorite hiding places and was able to dig it up and find it.
Wait a minute. Your dog buried your wallet in the ground?
Yes.
Wow.
So, in essence, he stole my identity.
I've never heard of this.
You know, it's really clever. Pretty impressive the dog does that. You know, the obvious answer is to keep those things off the floor and off the access, because there's no way that I can think of that's going to deter him. Now, you might talk to a behavioralist who would talk about some ways to manage him so he doesn't pick up things, and there are people in the industry that might be helpful, but I think it's almost comical. I'd rather see it just be more responsible to those kind of items that he's going to be interested in.
They're not on the floor. They're up high.
Yeah, he's finding them.
So now we're going to have to lock them up, I guess.
Well, obviously, yeah, they're not quite high enough.
Yeah. I can't imagine you. You were you digging with your paws or with a shovel?
No, shovel.
Okay, good.
All right. All right, Mary, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Bye-bye.
This sounds easy to me. You just put the wallet in a drawer or something. Can the dog open drawers?
Yeah.
Or keep an eye on him when he's out in the yard. Just see what he's doing.
See where he's hiding things.
I got a better idea. Train that dog to steal other people's wallets.
Yeah.
And then you go out in your yard and dig everybody else's money up. I'm telling you, you are the ladies' man.
Can we get numbers?
Linda, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
They all know that.
Yeah.
What's cooking?
So I have a question. I have a 9-year-old German Shepherd, and we were having problems with her anal glands.
Drained.
Like monthly or something like that. And I switched her food, and I put pumpkin in her food, and she's doing much better. But now I think she's incontinent. Is that possible?
Yeah, sometimes when they go from diarrhea, they can get a little bit dry and get incontinent. Usually the pumpkin makes them soft, though, and kind of encourages a softer poop rather than incontinence. If the anal glands are really persisting as a problem, they can be surgically removed. And you just have to ask somebody to make sure they've had experience with it, because it's not always the easiest procedure. But if done correctly, is very successful. And that would be the one thing. And then in terms of constipation, I can't think of why the anal glands would...
No, she's not constipated. When she gets up, she's left a puddle, like she's incontinent.
Oh, her urinary incontinence?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a different game. That's usually related to an estrogen deficiency.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
So when they get spayed, they lose the ability to produce estrogen hormone, right? And
right.
That's what stimulates the follicles to develop in the ovary. So there are some supplements out there. There's two or three different products that are used, and it's usually an age-related thing, and most often your vet may want to do a little blood work first, and then there are two or three different products, like I said, that they can use to try and increase the sphincter muscle tone that try and keeps them from leaking like that. Okay.
What in the world?
Well, so we want that sphincter tight.
But okay.
Yeah. Well, oh, brother.
I will check into that. Okay.
You check into
Thank
that.
You, Linda.
Great. Thank you.
Now, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Do they need these anal glands?
Apparently not if you can remove them.
Not really.
What's the point of them?
Mother Nature created those so that when they poop in the wild, I don't know if you've been out in the wild, most of the carnivore poop is very dry and hard, like coyotes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So as it would come down the channel, it would press on the body wall of the rectum and it would squeeze out these glands. But we produce these soft poops because of the diets we provide, and they really don't do that in a lot of dogs. So there's some individuals that just chronically and constantly fill in the material that would normally be exuded out doesn't
get. But what's the point of the gland?
The gland was to mark territory or a space so that, you know, Johnny the coyote walked and made a poop, and then Ted the coyote comes over and goes, oh, John was here.
It squeezed out whatever juice was in there with
it kind of marks the poop.
Well, why can't you just mark it with just the poop? If you walk up and go, oh, man, somebody pooped here.
All poop's the same.
The poop is probably more reflective of what you're eating. Whereas the anal gland is a constant secretion.
Do they have each anal gland have its own scent?
Well, I don't think they're all about the same as far as I can tell, and it's pretty noxious. So I think it's just the fact that...
How could it not be? It's
noxious
anal.
Odor that
it's an anal
it's different.
Gland.
You know, it's like kind of like the derivative of a skunk gland. You know how bad that is. It's not quite as bad, but it's pretty horrible.
You don't expect it to smell like roses when it's called the anal gland.
No.
Okay, one more call, and then we'll wrap it up, and that's going to be Bob. Bob, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Hey, I'm in the field.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What can
I
help?
Real quick, I got a yellow lab. I had to have his knee worked on.
Okay.
To the tune of about $4,100.
Ooh. Wow.
And the vet that I finally took him to told me that it was from the dog being neutered before a year old.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I am really glad that there might be some theories There might be theories that are related to the age of neutering and the incidence of weaker ligaments or whatever. I just don't know that subject well enough. I could certainly look into it for you. But generally, most animals are neutered at anywhere from 16 to 30 months, and I mean 30 weeks, and you know, usually they do just fine. So if there's new theory that suggests that, I don't know it, but as I said, I'd be happy to look into it for you and just check back with me.
So if a dog is, it doesn't matter the breed.
Right.
But if a dog is fixed before a year old, it's not inherent to develop knee problems or ligament problems. That's what it was. He had to have his ligament replaced.
Yeah, he had an ACL or a cruciate tear, probably.
Cruciate is what I was going to say.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, he's been limping around for 6 to 8 months. We took him to one vet, and they said, you know, maybe arthritis. Don't worry about it. I took him to another vet after about a year, and he put him on these glucosamine pills. And
right.
Here, that'll fix
enough.
Him.
No.
And it got to where he couldn't put any weight on it, and he was right. Hopping around. Well, he's right. A lab, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that that specific relationship and whether that's true or not, or that's just kind of subjective. Okay. But, again, the most current research may say something about that, and I will do a little homework for you.
Do the glucosamine pills, I give him two a day.
Okay.
The soft chewable ones, do they do any good, or is that,
you know, what they do is they help the cartilage in the joint spaces, and it's supposed to improve the quality of the cartilage. Some of them, like there's one called Dasiquin, that's actually supposed to encourage the fluid that bathes the joint,
right,
to encourage that secretion so that you get more cushion. They're not the end all, but they certainly can be useful, and then you use that in complement with other pain or anti-inflammatories when needed, if needed. And like I said, there's a whole score of these drugs now available for different purposes and different situations. So it doesn't hurt. Some of them are designed for long-term use, like the Celebrex-related compounds that we call meloxicam or Medicam is one. And there's some other ones that are out there, too. And they're supposed to be very, very useful. So we use them every day. But the specifically to your question, the glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate can be very useful. They're part of the complement of things that we do.
Well, the ones for people work as well as ones for, you know.
You know, I just have to review the, I don't remember the dosing, the number of units, and if they're equivalent in human and animal. But, yeah, theoretically, the products should be pretty similar or the same.
Glucosamine.
Right. And chondroitin sulfate's the other part that they usually mix together. Okay,
sir.
All right, thank you, Bob. All right, well, you know what? That conjointin. That sounds like Three Stooges. conjointin. It just, yeah, it sounds like a made-up word. Doctor, you've done it again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Okay.
All right,
Doctor
Doug Pernikoff, everybody, give him a big round of applause. He's brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app. That's what you want. It's a great way to get yourself a Laclede cab. And now, the man that many of you actually only listen to the show for, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank, and I'm sure a little glad you finally acknowledged that.
Well,
okay. I know it probably hurt you.
Came to my senses, yeah.
Sometimes the truth feels good, doesn't it, Frank?
Yes, it does. It sure does.
Are you feeling just a little bit better right now?
No.
Came out with that?
No, I'm not feeling very well today. But I feel better.
You aren't?
About, no, I'm not.
Really? Yeah. You know, you don't sound good. What's wrong?
I'm in tremendous pain, actually. So that's the deal.
What's wrong?
Well, it's an ongoing thing for 23 years. It's an eye issue, and I'm trying to get it resolved. So.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm fighting through it, and that's the kind of
You're
man
tough.
I am. That's the
You're
kind
tough,
of guy
buddy.
I am. Yeah.
You
yeah.
are one tough cookie.
Yeah, I'm not that tough, or I wouldn't be complaining about it right now. So, what's going on?
Nothing. Just sitting around.
Nice day.
Oh, we are so busy. I mean, thank you so much to your great listeners, and let's talk about one of them. She's listening right now.
Let's do it.
Everyone say hello to Dorothy Holscher.
Dorothy Holscher. Hello, Dorothy.
Dorothy is adorable, and her daughters came in, and her daughter Cindy, her Dina, bought a new Chevy Malibu.
Yeah.
It is in a 15-year-old Chevy truck. for a brand new Chevy Malibu, and Cindy said, well, you've got to call my mother. She would love to talk to you. So I was just on the phone for a good 10 minutes with Dorothy right before we went on the air, and she listens every day.
Good for her.
Every day. She listens to the station the entire day. Starts off with McGraw, you know, then the Carney, and of course, AM and the PM. She is AM and the PM.
Yeah, that sure has to make Martin feel good that you left him out.
Yeah. Boy, right to from McGraw to wow. Carney.
He's probably right now just pulled over so he can have a good cry.
Who? Oh, now he then has a... Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm too busy at that point of the day. I'm never listening. You know, I'm early in the morning, I'm listening to Farmer Dave. I'm a Hoosier. Listening to Farmer Dave, you know, 5:30, and then...
Now, do you understand that stuff he does about car futures and hog futures and the hog up 4.95 for the quarter? Do you understand all that stuff?
All I understand is back when we, at our farm, when we're done with the duck season and we drain all of our water out, then we harvest the corn that's remaining.
Yep. How do you drain the water out?
You open up
pull out the plug
boards that block off these massive pipes that go between our massive levees. If you'd like to come and check out farms, let me know.
Don't think so.
Why not?
I'm just not interested in it.
We don't have to go hunting. We'll just go for a ride one day, you and me.
No, I could do that.
Okay.
I'd like to see this property you talk about where you do all this hunting. And then what do you grow there?
Corn.
Corn. No, Farmer Dave
corn and beans
has taught us it's pronounced carn.
Carn.
Carn. That's corn. What he calls it.
Corn.
Yeah, it is corn.
Corn. Growing up in Tennessee, you probably said carn.
No, that's a St. Louis thing, carn. Tennessee, we said corn. Now, when I lived in Illinois, I lived in a house, and there was a big cornfield near us, and I'm making this up. They called it horse corn. And we'd go over and walk into the field and pull it off the stalk and just eat it right off. And it was good.
Really?
It was real sweet. Yeah, just eat it right off the stalk. Just pull the shucks off and eat it raw. I know that sounds weird, but it was really, it was pretty good.
No, it doesn't sound weird
really,
at all.
Nothing you do sounds weird. I mean, you're just a great guy.
It was good.
You're just a great, great, great guy. Who's in pain? I hate to hear that you're in pain, but, you know, again, thank you to Dorothy and her adorable daughter, Cindy, and she just wishes, big Cardinal fan, too. She just wishes Cardinal baseball was back on where it should be on KTRS. But then, you know, when those
kids... Well, I think she speaks for everybody.
So, another fan, another AM and the PM listener, Cynthia Carter from St. Charles, Chevy Cruze, and a huge AM and the PM fan, listens to us, and... thank you very, very much, Cynthia.
That's right.
Cindy Carter, Chevy Cruze, AM and the PM, and Frank every day, and Dan and Ian. Every day I meet another one or two or three listeners. Every day. It's just I can't thank you enough. And just, again, great people. They love to laugh. They like to talk a lot, which you know me. I'm right there with them.
Yep.
I love to talk. I don't know if you knew that about me, Frank. I like to talk.
I'm just starting to learn that.
Okay. All right.
You like to talk.
Been a while. But no, 0% financing extended. I can't believe it. 0%, 72 months, 90-day deferred payments, no payment. If you come and buy today, you won't have a payment until the probably 10th or 11th of October.
That's for what, 5 more days, right?
That goes until Monday night, and we will be here again late Monday night. And got every day we're getting another transport or two of vehicles, which is great because we're selling about a transport or two of new cars and new trucks. And, again, 0%, 72 months on every 2014 Chevy car, truck, van, SUV, excluding Corvette. That's the only vehicle. You can get it on the new Impala, the Malibus, the Cruzes, the Sonics, the Sparks, the Camaros. What a great time to buy a Camaro convertible with this weather.
Well, good convertible weather.
This is great convertible. Were you driving the Corvette?
With the top off, you bet.
You are so cool. You know that?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. But and it's actually, to me, better than a convertible because the top is open, but it's what's called a target top, so you have a full back windshield behind you. I actually like it better.
Yeah,
I've had some convertibles, but I like this. It takes about 30 seconds to take it off or pop it back on. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you know, people probably don't know that you're very mechanical.
No, I'm not. Not mechanical at all. I can just pop the top off. Anybody can do it. It's three levers.
Oh, you're modest with something like this, but you are. You're very mechanical. You're very good with your hands.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you.
Reached that point again.
Yeah, here we go. The awkward point. Thank you, John.
You're very good with your hands.
I appreciate that.
What's so funny?
I don't know how you would know that.
Huh? I've seen you work on the.
No, you haven't.
I've heard you talk about you working around the house.
I don't know. I don't
You're
work.
Handy, man.
I'm absolutely not. I don't work on anything.
You're gonna be kidding me.
No, I do nothing at home. I'm not handy at all.
When was the last time you were up on a ladder?
I don't know. When I was 11, I thought I could jump off the top of the house. Maybe.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, haven't you as a kid ever gotten on top of the house thinking, I think I'm going to jump off of here? And until you got up there and looked down, you thought, well,
now,
maybe not.
Let me help you with something. No.
Okay.
I've been on the roof of our old house. I used to crawl out my window at number 3 Bellevue Acres, where I grew up in beautiful Normandy, Missouri, and I'd crawl out and shimmy up to the top of the roof and look at stars. And I love to skate.
That's a great
stars,
story.
But, yes.
And then, what's that?
That's a great story.
Oh, shut up. Okay, come on. Not very nice.
It's not the,
it
that's not the boy okay, story
I
expected. You know, now, hold on. It's not the story. I expected the story of a young boy crawling out the window, going over, peeking in the girl's next door, watching her change her clothes, the teenage
oh, yeah,
girl.
Exactly,
but you said,
yeah,
I go out and look at the stars.
Johnny Love Senior race. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's
my
what
neck.
Boys do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you try to peek in if you know there's a hot girl somewhere and see if you can see her, you know, coming out of the shower.
So you
don't go out and look at the stars.
Up? Huh?
You don't say.
Did you do that growing up?
Of course I did.
You're admitting right now that you were a peeping Tom.
Yes, and whenever I had an occasion and the curtains or windows were open.
How often do you think you did this?
Last night was the last time. What do you mean did? I'm still doing it. Still doing it.
Oh, great. I can just see your neighbors calling the police. He's back at it again.
Yeah, I don't have any neighbors.
Oh, that's not true.
I have no neighbors.
You have no neighbors?
Can't see my neighbors. I'm in the woods. You can't see any neighbors.
You just said that last night.
I was kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke. Huh? It was a joke.
Well, you got to let people know it's a joke.
Okay, I am. It's
a
joke.
I know it's a joke. I just want to make sure everyone else does.
I'm letting them know. What's that phone number?
Huh?
What's that phone number?
You know, that kind of hurts sometimes when you just cut me off like that. Cut me right off. That's right. Get over it. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com. LONDOFF.com. Kids, 0%, 72. It's unbelievable. Please come and see us. Email us at LawnDuff.com. You can check us out online, and the internet team will take great care of you. Everyone here will take great care of the AM and the PM listeners. And, again, I can't thank you all, really, bottom of my heart, all you do for us here at Lawn Up Chevrolet.
Well, we work really, really hard for our advertisers.
No, you do. You
Thanks for noticing.
Hard. And, again, hats off to the greatest service department in the world, Bruce Weiner.
Just talk to him today. Just talk to him today, coming in the first of the week for a teeny tiny minor little detail that until I talked to Bruce, I didn't realize how minor it was. And he did some research and called me and said, this is nothing. This will take 1 minute to fix.
The guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so lucky to have him. We're all very lucky here at Lawn Duff Chevrolet to have Bruce Weiner. And Bruce is very lucky to have his beautiful wife, Vicky. So there you go.
There you go. All right, we'll send you some business.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let me act like it was such a big deal that you wanted to look in the window. When I was 14, we lived next in the little hick Tennessee town next to a family, and they had a 15-year-old daughter. Her name was Rosemary. I still remember this. And she was so cute. And then on summer nights, because nobody had air conditioning, Dan, you know this, your screens were open.
Oh, yeah.
And I would play outside and deliberately pray that she would walk out of, like, the shower or something so I could get a look at, you know, because when you're a boy, 14, 15, you're consumed. Well, Peon is now with seeing
Right, yeah,
seeing
no, it's
breasts,
never stopped.
Seeing boobs.
And it doesn't matter.
You're on a mission.
Yep.
And it's two missions, really. One is to see them, and then to touch them. That I'm serious. I'm just telling you, ladies, teenage boys, that is the number one thing on their minds. I don't care if they have two summer jobs. I don't care if they're A students and they study.
I don't care if they're married.
Simultaneously with all that stuff in their minds is the constant quest for breasts.
Isn't that our constant quest?
Yeah,
it's yes, it is.
Boys, it never,
yes, it is.
Doesn't matter.
But he's acting like, you know, I used to climb out on the roof. I climb out on the roof of Belle Reve and look at the stars. Look at the stars.
No, he didn't.
No, of course he didn't. And I would walk around behind, and sometimes you'd get scared because you'd think, they can't see out because it's dark. It's a screen window.
Yeah.
But if any light was on, you could see in. And every once in a while, it looked like they looked out and saw you. So you duck behind a bush or run or something. But yeah, Rosemary, that was her name. And, whew, and she was overdeveloped. She was 15, but she looked like she was 18. You know the type?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She wore full figure clothing. And that's all. I was thrilled when they moved because it was ruining me. It was ruining my life. That's all I thought about. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then come back. And this is, in case you didn't know, at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here is Timothy Weiland with traffic.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that he didn't play on the roof and try to jump off and stuff. That's what we all
that's
did.
That's what all boys do. Yeah. You get up there until you look, because from the ground up, you go, well, that's not that big a deal. I'm going to get there and jump off. And then you get up and look down and go, well, maybe it's higher than I thought it was. And the real hillbillies in Tennessee, like my dad when he was a kid, took an umbrella up and thought it would be like a parachute. Yeah. No, he tried to jump. No, he did.
Oh, yeah.
And tried to jump off and found it didn't do anything. It did not break the fall.
Well, when we found out we couldn't jump off, we hung from the gutter until the gutter broke. And then that's it. That was about it.
I remember that. And then here's the other thing I'm kind of ashamed of. There was a girl in our neighborhood. We couldn't stand her. Her name was Gail. And so when she was away from home, we threw her cat up on the roof of the house.
Oh.
And man, we watched her outside. She's calling the cat. And the cat's on the roof, and it can't. It's too high; it can't jump down. And we laugh. We think, "Yeah, because we need a cat." I'm ashamed of it now.
Yeah, you didn't like her. What did the cat do wrong?
Well, we eventually went and got the cat for her, but we let her look and look and look, and the whole time the cat's up there just looking down while she's calling. That's just what boys do, stuff like that.
That's it. You're right. That's right. What we do.
That's it.
All right. This traffic report brought to you by Valvoline. Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Got a couple of accidents. The first one is on eastbound 64 before 111 in Illinois, and that has traffic jammed up all the way back to the 70 split. And then you're also slow on eastbound 5564 from the Poplar Street Bridge to the 70 split. And then we've got another accident. It's on westbound 70 before Grand. It had a lane block. Traffic is backed up through the depressed section. Westbound 40, stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Now you're slow long road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, we're stacking up from McDonald through New Florissant. And we're running a little slow now on southbound 270 between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry. And this report also brought to you by Radio Shack. Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a four-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer good through July 12, 2014. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Made it to Thursday. That means we'll roll out some fun facts for you. Our WTF segment. Also, the crossword puzzle. How did it all begin? And how does a water slide that's 17 stories high sound to you? Come a long way since Wet Willie's. It's happening in Kansas. We'll tell you all about it.
The Martin Kilcoin Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goebel of Goebel Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place, it looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low-pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
Deeply rooted in his conservative convictions, Dr. Bob Onder has committed himself to Missouri families. Whether it's raising his six children, caring for his patients, or running his business, Bob Onder lives out the conservative values that make our state strong. As a medical doctor and small business owner, Bob Onder knows firsthand how big government regulations like Obamacare destroy our liberty and prosperity. That's why he has always fought against Obamacare. Dr. Bob Onder has a strong record of standing up for constitutional principles, fighting for our Second Amendment rights, and opposing tax increases. He understands that jobs are not created by higher taxes, but by allowing Missourians to keep more of their hard-earned money. Bob Onder has an A rating from the NRA, and Bob is the only Senate candidate endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. A committed conservative, dedicated to Missouri families. Dr. Bob Onder for State Senate.
Paid for by Under from Missouri, Doug Miller, CPA, Treasurer.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour. Every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download this app, STL Taxis, free, great app. Get your Laclede Cab, and now here's Bill Clevelin.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How's it going? How the gentlemen today?
It's going great today.
Good. Up in Washington State, this is a nice story. A Chihuahua saved his entire family from a fire by barking until the whole family woke up.
Yeah.
And because it's a Chihuahua, the fire was 9 weeks ago. Still barking. He hadn't stopped.
Barking. I guess that's Chihuahua.
Yeah, those dogs. Oh, those dogs bark all the time. Yapping.
Yeah.
Dogs bark.
Bug-eyed rats.
Chihuahuas, dude. Yeah. Newt Gingrich recently compared Hillary Clinton to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah, to which Bill Clinton said, okay, I'm listening. And tourism officials in Paris say they're trying to make their city a little more friendlier for tourists. First step, kick out all the French.
There's our French audience.
Sorry, everybody. In France, and finally, this afternoon.
We had a huge audience listening in France on the internet until you did that.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say you had a huge audience listening
to you
announce me. did I do it finally?
Yeah, you did.
Later this month, the annual Paula Deen cruise is set to sail. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, they say it's popular, I guess, but you better get in fast if you want to go, as each cruise ship can only hold up to 7 Paula Deen fans. Packed. The Bill Clavel segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And by the way, when I was in Savannah, Georgia, I'm proud to say that I walked right past the Paula Deen place. Didn't go in. Not a dime of my
Why not? I bet there's some great food in there.
Yeah, no, not a fan. Yeah. From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clavel on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. And for those of you who've never seen Bill, he's a stick.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course he didn't go in there. He, you know, he doesn't want to eat anything that might pack a half pound on him. I couldn't turn down the Paula Deen. I'd be in there for 5 hours eating. I'll bet you there's some fantastic chicken fried steak in that place. Mm-hmm. And fried, you know there is, fried chicken. That was Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company. I got the word today that I can officially make the announcement that Schaefer Auto Body Centers now has an 8th location in O'Fallon, Illinois. A little construction going on in the area. There used to be a Subaru dealership over there on off 64 in O'Fallon. So now there is location number 8 of Schaefer Auto Body Center. So you folks over in Illinois who've been holding off on having an accident, go ahead and have an accident. You can go ahead and bump into somebody now because you have a Schaefer Auto Body Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. Congratulations, O'Fallon. Open and ready for business. You go in and get an estimate, get your work done, the whole deal. Even though there is a little construction going on in the area, that's very, very temporary. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I want to make sure you know that C is in there, because I want you, when you go to search or Google or whatever, to be able to find it. Of course, you can always go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there it is. It's been listed there for, my goodness, like 15, 16 years. They've been with us almost the whole time we've been here. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, now with 8 locations. Stick around. Playhouse coming up. A gorilla joke, believe it or not. 5 o'clock.
From ABC.